RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You may not realize this, but heart disease, not cancer, is the number one cause of death for women in America. Nearly every minute of every day each year, a woman dies of heart disease. And that is a staggering statistic when you think about it. It's something that people don't realize because they think that it's cancer that is the number one killer, but it's not. It's heart disease. And when we talk about heart disease, we're talking about risk factors. We're talking about ways to work with your doctor. And certainly for women, this is the number one killer, and this is Heart Month. So we're talking about the ways that we can prevent it, and we talk so much on these shows about diet. We talk about exercise. We talk about knowing your numbers. We talk about all of these things, and whether or not you do know your numbers, certainly your cholesterol and your blood pressure, and it's definitely something you want to know. So talking to your doctor about your numbers, getting to know what your blood pressure is and keeping track of it. And if you listen to my show on a regular basis, you know that I've explained what blood pressure is and how it contributes to heart disease and how the walls of the arteries are really very, they can get atherosclerotic, which is a little bit hard and full of plaques. And as blood flows through them, that's how these things get to be more difficult for the heart, more workload for the heart. And so if you're talking about heart disease and things that you would like to talk to your doctor about, then you want to talk about your risks. So starting with that, you want to talk about your risk factors. Risk factors for heart disease being, obviously, genetic component. That's in there. Smoking, high blood pressure, uncontrolled diabetes, cholesterol levels. Know your cholesterol numbers. Know what they mean. So try and keep track of all these numbers because that's what makes it so important. So first of all, you set out your risk factors and you find out how much at risk for heart disease you are. Second of all, there's prevention. Before you would want to go on medication, do any of that stuff, you want to look to the prevention, things that you can do. Obviously, quitting smoking being one of the number one and keeping your blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol levels under control. Also, exercise, because if you do have high blood pressure, exercise can lower your blood pressure for up to 4 hours past one bout of cardiovascular exercise. So this is proven research. And one bout of cardiovascular exercise can lower high blood pressure for 4 hours. So exercise, so important. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends 150 minutes a week of cardiovascular exercise, whether that's walking or biking or cycling or taking a class or swimming, whatever it is that you like to do that gets your heart rate up, gets it pumping. Remember, we've talked so much on our shows that you do not have to do your 40 minutes a day or 35 to 40 minutes a day all in one lump sum. You can do it in 10-minute increments as long as you're getting that activity in. It's definitely something that I do because I'm behind the microphone so often and I'm working, but I get up every half an hour and go on my treadmill for just as long as I can. And so you can break it up in the day, and if you're somebody who sits a lot at work, that is a new contributor to heart disease. They're saying sitting is the new smoking. That's what they say. So if you're somebody who sits a lot at work, make sure you get up. Get up as often as you can. Get up, move around. Even get one of those little cycle things. If you're somebody who's really chained to your desk, you can get one of those little cycle things, and you put it underneath your desk, and you pedal. And you pedal kind of like a walking desk or a treadmill desk, and it's pretty cool. And you just get a little bicycle thing and you ride it under your desk while you're working, and it keeps blood flow to the legs, so that can reduce your risk of peripheral artery disease. And so you want to look at all of these different things you can do, and then there's diet. We talk about the great cholesterol myth. We talk about whether cholesterol levels, it is important to know your numbers. But now they're looking more and more to cholesterol as less of a factor in contributing to heart disease and inflammation as more of a factor. So you definitely want to look at those markers, those inflammatory markers, your CRP. Ask your doctor about these. Find out when you get your blood taken if they do a C-reactive protein test on you and what your numbers are. You certainly want very, very low CRP numbers, because those are the inflammatory markers, and not necessarily arthritic inflammation. I'm talking about inflammatory markers of inflammation in the heart, in the muscle, in the vessels. That's what you want to look at. So preventing heart disease, diet, You know, there's a lot of good healthy foods out there for you. Fruits and vegetables should be most of your plate. Vegetables, colors, not so much red meat. Steer clear of the red meat. Fish, omega-3s. Make sure you're getting plenty of omega-3s because they do help also to reduce your cholesterol level. And if you tried oatmeal, that's a wonderful way to get your numbers down a little bit. Oatmeal has been shown to reduce cholesterol. If you just eat it for a couple of weeks before you take a blood test, you can see a difference in a pre-test and a post-test after eating oatmeal. So that's always a really good thing. And if you're going to eat oatmeal, get the good, you know, steel-cut Irish oatmeal. It's a little bit bigger. It's a little bit crunchier, a little nuttier. Takes a little longer to cook, but that's okay too. So these are all things that you can do to help prevent heart disease. And another thing that I learned when I was in graduate school and doing an internship at Northwestern Memorial, and I was in cardiac rehab, we were seeing that people coming in with heart attacks and that had heart disease and advanced heart disease were people that were in very stressful businesses. And that was one of the first times that I learned about the relationship between, and we're talking 30 years ago, people, this was the first time I learned about the relationship between stress and heart disease. And I myself am absolutely one of the worst offenders. I get stressed out. I'm a worrier. I get anxious about things. When that happens, I feel my chest pounding. I feel palpitations. I get heart pains. I get chest pains. I even get pains that could be mimicked for heart problems. But I know that there's stress. I've been checked, but it is something that you need to learn to keep in check. So again, I jump back to the words about exercise, because exercise helps reduce your stress. When I feel it, when I'm really feeling it, listeners, I jump on my treadmill and I get on the treadmill and watch The Good Wife or Downton Abbey or something really good that keeps me going, and those pains go away. And that's one of the ways that you know that some of those pains, those chest pains and things that you get, are not necessarily heart disease, because if they don't start to affect you when you're exercising, when you're active, you know, if they affect you when you're active, if you get on the treadmill and you start getting chest pains, that's when you call your doctor. Absolutely. And ladies, listen to me. You've got to call your doctors. You have got to get yourselves checked out. This is the year 2016. Go get all of your numbers. Go get checked out. God, we say it a million times. Put your own mask on before you put on the masks of your others. We're always shoving our spouses and loved ones and the men in our lives off to the doctor to see the, you know, urologist or whoever it is. And so what about us? Besides just the gynecologist, because we do all generally do that, get your mammogram, but also get your physical, get your blood taken. So back to stress for a second. Exercise is one way. If you're feeling really stressed out, I would encourage you to take a walk, whether it's outside or on the treadmill or on a bicycle. Do something, get some exercise. Go out, breathe some fresh air. Speaking of breathing, breathing is another way. When I feel it, when I'm getting really freaked out and stressed out, I stop and I meditate a little bit, even if it's only for 3 minutes. Listen to your own breath. Diaphragm breathe. Look at the way a little baby breathes. Their stomachs go up and down, and we just sort of mouth breathe and throat breathe. So breathe deep from your diaphragm. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Clear your mind. It's certainly a wonderful way to kind of let some of that stress go. You can use visualizations or imagery, whatever works for you. Yoga, massage, acupuncture are other ways. So if we're looking at ways to prevent heart disease, there are a lot of ways within our grasp. There are a lot of ways under our control. Some are absolutely not. But so many of what I've just discussed with you today are blood pressure, cholesterol, diet, exercise, obesity, diabetes under control, stress and stress control, cortisol levels. So many of these are under our control. And that's a big list I just listed for you. So try and look at some of those. Make your own list and start heading down that list and see what you can kind of knock off that list. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. And it's Happy Heart Month, so let's all take care of our hearts. Stay well.